Okay, Mark, we're in Tempe right now, but if you walk up to Mesa's Pioneer Park right now, you'll see a massive structure that looks like something like a sprawling upside-down bouncy house.
Sounds like a lot of fun. My kids would probably enjoy that.
I actually like bouncy houses, too.
Yeah, they're fun.
I'm guessing your kids would even like it when they find out it's not actually for bouncing, but it's called a luminarium. It's called Albacilla, and it was designed by British artist Alan Parkinson. And walking inside is kind of like walking through an immersive maze of light and colors. At least, that's how our co-host Lauren Gilger described it to us after she got a tour from Shanti Fried with Architects of Air.
Come on in. We have an airlock, which means only one door can be open at a time. So if you'd like to enter into the airlock, I'll give you a little bit of information that each visitor will receive when they enter.
Describe for us exactly what we're seeing here.
So a luminarium is an inflatable sculpture, and each structure is handmade and takes about 4 months to make. So it's a large tent-like structure that's made from a very thin PVC that's a series of domes and tunnels that are all interconnected, made out of a grey, silver, opaque PVC, and some coloured, we use red, blue and green, and a little bit of yellow PVC. And then the sunlight, the natural light during the day, will come through the translucent coloured sections and reflect off the grey. So when you enter, it's like entering into a series of domes and tunnels and kaleidoscopes of colour that will change throughout the day, depending on what the sun is doing. Anyway, come on through. We'll go through the inside door of the airlock into the main structure.
Oh, there's the air that blows on us. Oh, wow, so you're looking at, like, tunnels, and there's one that's red, there's one that's green, there's blue over there. Oh, that's like, it's immersive when you step into it.
It's completely immersive, and we have a ambient soundscape which is there to take you away from the outside world and take you into a new space. You're free to roam wherever you like.
Okay, well, let's go see.
You go this way, there's a tree. I'll take you to the tree. Then you can look up and see these geometric shapes at the top.
Wow, it's so bright, it's almost hard to look at.
Yeah, and this structure has a section of yellow which is quite rare for us because we don't use a lot of yellow in most of the luminariums because yellow light is quite similar to white light and natural light. So if you come this way,
oh, wow.
Voila, the main dome.
It does look like stained glass.
Yeah. So early on in his work, he went to Iran and was very inspired by the bazaars of Iran. So there are those elements. And of course, the Arabic architecture has some incredible geometry from many, many centuries ago.
Lauren also sat down under that grand dome with Mesa Art Center's executive director, Cindy Ornstein, to talk more about the luminarium. And she said this actually isn't the first time she's presented a work by this artist in the U.S.
Yeah, in 1996, I presented Megapolis in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which was Alan's second sculpture. The first one was Eggopolis, and then he made an even bigger one, so it was Megapolis.
So tell us a little bit about what attracted that to you initially in this type of art and this sort of experience that this brings.
Well, I am really interested in experiences that allow immersion in a creative experience and for people to find a new way of looking at things. So when I saw the pictures of what it looked like inside Megapolis, I immediately knew. I mean, literally, I saw the pictures and I said, I want this. You know, I have to bring this to my festival. The idea of having something like that as a feature that was special and new and no one had ever experienced before was really exciting to me. And of course, I hadn't been in it myself. So it was just really doubly and triply reinforced by the experience because I fell in love the first time I walked inside Megapolis because it is such an extraordinary experience. I always describe it that it's like walking inside a work of stained glass and being in the middle of it. I mean, this one person described it as being like a womb. And I think there is something very comforting and serene and calm and very elemental about this space.
So I want to talk more then about the light and about how that plays a role in this, especially when you bring it to a place like Arizona, right? Where the light is and the sun and the sky are so much a part of our experience here.
Yeah, light is everything when it comes to this sculpture. Light is what makes it happen. The light coming through is what creates all this amazing color. You might look at this and say, well, but then it wouldn't be very interesting on a cloudy day, but that's not true at all. It's magnificent on a cloudy day, but it's a different kind of experience.
What kind of reaction do you get from the community when you've brought things like this? This isn't the first time you brought this kind of experience here. What do people say?
They love it. It's one of the things we try to do. We believe in the power of creativity, and we want to get people's wheels turning about their own potential to be creative. And we think when people go into an environment like this and they sit and wonder at how somebody could plan this so that all these visual experiences happen the way they do, it really makes you think about, well, what that creative process is and what can I do? What can I create? Just think about the process, the complexity of putting a structure together like this that has all these different nuanced experiences as you go throughout. I guess it's sort of a nice analogy for the creative process in that some people think that creativity is a lightning bolt from the sky. But what most artists will tell you is, yes, there's inspiration, but there's lots of sweat and hard work that go into creating a truly extraordinary experience or a work of art or a play or a piece of music. And a lot of it is just discipline and hard work and planning. You have to have the vision. You have to have that artistic spark that gets you started. But a lot of hard work goes into making it come to fruition like a work of art like this.
So I want to talk about that idea of art as experiential in this way, which seems to just be overwhelming the art world right now. I mean, it's been developing for a long time, but tell us a little bit about what you think, why you think it's hitting a moment right now. Like, I don't want to say it's about selfie culture, and I don't want to say that as a bad thing, but do you think it's an important thing that people can share this and document themselves within it?
I think that there's been a trend toward people really looking for special experiences, and that people would rather have a special experience than a thing. And I do believe that the arts lend themselves to creating some of the most special experiences that are going to be memorable, that are going to give you those things that you never forget. And I think we live in a society where we're bombarded with stimulus all the time, in digital culture especially. And so people have a higher value they're placing on experience because they're seeing other people's experiences and it's being documented and shared. And so I think that to a certain extent, you're right, that has elevated sort of the currency of the experience, because I can have that experience and I can also replicate it by sharing it with my friends in social media, and I can document it myself with photography in a way that, you know, 20 years ago, everybody didn't carry a camera with them all the time. Only photographers did. So all of that has expanded our ability to magnify our artistic experiences and have us reflect on them and share them and get other people excited about them. And this is that kind of experience. People are going to be putting it on their social media pages, and other people are going to get excited and say, wow, I have to see that.
All right. Cindy Ornstein, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And you can see Alba Sila at Pioneer Park in Mesa through Sunday.